One.
Have you ever seen a place like that that didn't heal cleanly, mm-hmm. and had this white?
Well, you see, you get proud flesh in it, or you've got pus in it, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a difference in proud flesh and pus.
Yeah.
Proud flesh is a red thing, and it just won't heal up.
Mm-hmm.
And the pus is a kind of a yellow or light-colored substance that kind of forms on it there.
Well, say if you've got a cut on your finger, some of this liquid that you might put on it to keep it from getting infected, what would you call that?
Well, some of it used to come out with some mercurochrome, but now they call it, I got a bottle out there and I put some on this arm right there the other day. And another thing is iodine and all right there, it turned it kind of an orange color.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, say, if somebody got real sick and died, have you ever heard people say anything besides died or passed or something like that?
Well, some say he sucked him, and some say he just passed away and life left him.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about, have you ever heard people say something that's maybe if they were joking about it, might say, well, that old tightwad finally...
Well, finally caught on, or finally passed, or picked up the ghost, or something like that.
Have you ever heard people say, well, old so-and-so finally kicked the bucket?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Or say, the place where people are buried, that's called the...
That's a cemetery, or a graveyard, or a resting place.
Does it make any difference what you call it, if it's a small one, say, on somebody's private property?
Well, then you might say that's a private cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't know. I've never heard too much expression, because we've had that to happen right here.
Mm-hmm.
And people be buried on their own property, just a little private cemetery, a private resting place, their burial ground.
Well, what about the box that people are buried in? You call that the...
Well, there's a box, and then there's a coffin that goes inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, now they're buried all kind of ways. And, mm-hmm. of course, they've got the vaults, mm-hmm. and such as that.
Well, say, you know, the ceremony for the dead person. You say you're going to so-and-so's...
Funeral service?
Mm-hmm. Or... You know, the people who were dressed in black, you say they're in...
Mourning. You know, I know you didn't see them, but when I was born, used to, if you had a person, you get a letter from a person, somebody that sends you the letter lined in black. You ever hear of that? They had a song one time. The letter lined in black. But anytime some of your folks has passed, you'd get they're off in some other state, you'd find a letter and had a black... lying right around, all around the edge of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you got a letter edged in black, it was always a death.
Let me ask you about this expression. If somebody met you on the street and asked, well, how are you doing today? And if you were just feeling average, what would you probably say?
Okay.
Feeling okay?
Or fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, it's the way you grew up. I was never grew up to complain about anything.
Mm-hmm.
As the old saying, if you laugh, everybody laughs with you. If you mourn, you mourn alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got something always wrong with you, why, it's just they don't ever think about it. If you're always all right, they say, well, I've got everything, and he's all right, mm-hmm. in a good humor, or something like that. So. But you just don't... And you say, well, he complains all the time. I had a cousin that was out of the way.
Right.
I mean, and when he comes to the table to eat,